Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the EHang First Quarter 2026 Earnings Conference Call. Please note that the management's prepared remarks and the subsequent Q&A session will primarily be conducted in Chinese, and the corresponding simultaneous or consecutive interpretation can be accessed on the English line. As a reminder, all translations are for convenient purposes only. In case of any discrepancy, the management's statement in the original language will prevail. To listen to the original remarks by the management, please join the Chinese line. Additionally, both the Chinese and English lines are open for questions, and today's call is being recorded. Now I will turn the call over to Anne Ji, EHang Senior Director of Investor Relations. Ms. Anne, please proceed.
Hello, everyone. Thank you all for joining us on today's conference call to discuss the company's financial results for the first quarter of 2026. The earnings release is available on the company's IR website. Please note that the conference call is being recorded. The audio replay will be posted on the company's IR website. On the call today, we have Mr. Hua Zhihu, our Founder, Chairman, and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Shuai Feng, Chief Technology Officer, Mr. Zhao Wang, Chief Operating Officer, Mrs. Xiaona Li, China General Manager, and Mr. Conor Yang, Chief Financial Officer. Before we continue, please note that today's discussion will contain forward-looking statements made pursuant to the safe harbor provisions of the U.S. Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainty. As such, the company's actual results may be materially different from the expectations as today. Further information regarding this and other risks and uncertainties is included in the company's public filings with SEC. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements, except as required under applicable law. Also, please note that all numbers presented are in RMB and are for the first quarter of 2026, unless stated otherwise. With that, let me now turn the call over to our CEO, Mr. Hua Zhihu. Please go ahead, Mr. Hu. Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining our earnings call. In the first quarter of 2026, EHang is navigating a critical transition from certification to commercial operation. We're fully committed to launching the world's first pilotless human-carrying eVTOL into commercial service. Today, I'd like to share updates from two perspectives: the fundamental shift in regulatory environment and progress on our four core strategies. First, policy and industry development. The biggest change in Q1 was institutional. The low-altitude economy now has a solid legal foundation and policy anchor. We're moving from a policy concept stage to one truly governed by law. On the legal front, the newly revised Civil Aviation Law was passed in January and will take effect July 1st, formally recognizing low-altitude economy for the first time. On the regulatory front, the CAAC has established a new Low-Altitude Safety Bureau. While the NDRC and CAAC formed a two-tier governance model, with the NDRC providing top-level coordination and the CAAC handling industry-specific implementation. Separately, China's State Administration for Market Regulation, together with 10 government departments in China, have jointly issued the Low-Altitude Economy Standard System Development Guide, aiming to establish a basic standard system. Seven, some worry that more regulations may slow the industry down. I believe the opposite. This is a positive development. A clear regulatory and standard framework helps everyone in the industry move faster and more properly. As a pioneer, EHang is turning our education and talent development know-how into building blocks for industry standards. These first-mover advantages not only contribute to industry development but also strengthen our long-term competitiveness. Meanwhile, state-owned enterprises and local governments are accelerating their deployment. A low-altitude economy has featured in the government work report for three consecutive years and is now designated as one of the six emerging strategic pillar industries under China's 15th five-year plan. Four cities are actively planning airspace, building vertiports, and rolling out subsidy programs. The low-altitude industry ecosystem is accelerating toward maturity. Now, let me turn to progress on our four core strategies this year. Routine, commercial operations, global expansion, VT35 certification, and industrial chain integration. First, routine and scaled commercial operations remain our top priority. We have cleared the certification hurdle and now fully focused on the commercial operation hurdle. We have obtained TC, PC, AC, and our two operators hold OCs. Over the past year, we have continued to refine the entire operational chain, ticketing, insurance, aerospace, approval, maintenance, charging, infrastructure, crew training, and command and control systems to launch the world's first commercial pilotless human-carrying veto service. We're now working closely with the regulator to fine-tune our operational capabilities and to make the final push from the internal trial operations to public ticketed service. That day will not wait. The market demand is real. Take our
请关注公众号, 思维机要社, 更多机要请加V, CN202101130.
For 299 experience ticket as example, we continue to receive a large volume of queries. When can I buy a ticket and take a flight? This reflects a strong public enthusiasm for commercial flights. Importantly, our operational capabilities extend beyond passenger vehicles. Our formation drone fleet has years of proven experience. In February, our new GD 4.0 drones completed 22,580 units of formation, setting a Guinness World Record. In Q1, the proportion of revenue from the aerial media solution increased noticeably. The experience, processes, and teams we have built through these large-scale, highly reliable unmanned aircraft operations will directly benefit EH216S commercialization. As the saying goes, the last leg of the journey marks the high point. Obtaining the four certificates was only the first half. The real second half is the commercial operation. In the global eVTOL industry, EHang remains the only company with the TC, PCAC, and the license for commercial operations. The first mover advantage here is not a short sprint nor a manufacturing race. It is an operational race. Who can run a safe, sustainable commercial model? Second, deepening our global footprint. We are making steady progress overseas. Thailand AAM sandbox program continues with routine validation flights. To address hot weather conditions, we completed a battery cooling vehicle testing in Thailand and Guangzhou this month, adding independent cooling systems that significantly improve charging efficiency and capacity. We're also actively working with Civil Aviation Authority of Thailand to issue EH216S's first overseas operating license. Our experience in Thailand sandbox has become an important reference for our global expansion. Third, rating VT35 certification and commercialization. Certification for VT35, our new longer-range pilotless human-carrying vehicle, is progressing steadily. In Q1, we completed multiple system functions and flight performance and held in-depth discussions with the CAAC on certification basis. Our VT35 will support future intercity and regional air mobility, enriching our product portfolio. At the same time, we are developing non-human carrying models, including firefighting and logistics for more application scenarios to further expand our addressable market. Fourth, strengthening industrial chain integration. We are turning our first mover certification and ecosystem experience into industry consensus. EHang is not only China's leader in pilotless human carrying eVTOL certification, but also the earliest practitioner and contributor to national and industry standards for unmanned in China. As the world's first mover about to enter routine commercial operation, we are taking steady steps to strengthen our operational capabilities and build a compliance moat. At the same time, we're integrating R&D, manufacturing, supply chain, and quality systems to improve end-to-end efficiency, scaled delivered capability. In closing, I want to reiterate, the low-altitude economy is a long-term strategic arena with deep potential. EHang will never lose sight of safety, compliance, and operational quality. We're committed to being long-term players who shape eVTOL industry standards with craftsmanship, so that China-developed, China-operated pilotless eVTOLs will continue to lead the global low-altitude mobility market. I will now turn the call over to our CTO, Shai Fan. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hu. Hello, everyone. I am Shai Fan. In Q1 2026, our work focused on three priorities: product R&D and upgrades, certification progress, and commercial operation support. On one hand, we accelerated VT35 development and certification. On the other, we continue to optimize the EH216S performance, operational efficiency, and passenger experience to support upcoming operations, strengthening the foundation for scaled deployment. Number one, VT35 progress. VT35 R&D and certification progressed steadily in Q1. The program has now entered the certification basis definition stage, where we are working closely with the CAAC to establish the safety evaluation framework. We're engaged in in-depth discussions of special conditions, safety objectives, and performance requirements. On the engineering side, critical ground and flight tests are advancing as planned to validate system functionality, flight performance, and safety redundancy. Meanwhile, the VT35 Avionox system has entered a detailed design stage, preparing for certification prototype manufacturing and conformity verification. Building on the EH216S certification experience and our eVTOL technical expertise, we are advancing VT35 efficiently, laying the groundwork for future intercity and regional air mobility. Number two, EH216S performance upgrades. This quarter, we focus on hot weather operational efficiency and passenger experience through targeted upgrades to battery thermal management and cabin comfort systems. On operational efficiency, to address battery thermal management challenges during high-frequency takeoffs and landings, we developed a dedicated battery cooling vehicle. It has completed production testing and is undergoing further optimization. The cooling vehicle significantly shortens battery cooldown time from high temperatures to safe operating levels, increasing daily charging cycles and flight volume. In field tests, the cooling vehicle doubled EH216S utilization, directly supporting higher frequency commercial flights. The unit can be quickly deployed across operation sites, providing flexible and reliable thermal management for large-scale, high-density operations. On passenger experience, we upgraded the cabin air conditioning system. The new independent cooling system is separate from flight control and Avionox circuits, so it doesn't interfere with critical functions while improving comfort. In tests, the system quickly reduces cabin temperature after prolonged sun exposure and maintains a comfortable level throughout the flight. This upgrade directly addresses a key pain point in hot climates, improving passenger experience, commercial reputation, and market acceptance. Number three, digital infrastructure for low-altitude operations. Our Guangzhou Command and Control Center is now fully operational, supporting passenger, firefighting, logistic, and formation drones. It provides integrated capabilities including aerospace management, flight planning, dispatch approval, real-time monitoring, operation records, and risk alerts. In Hefei, the command and control system has been deployed and is connected to the city's low-altitude sensing network and Hei Aviation's operational data. Together, these platforms establish a solid foundation for regional, scaled, low-altitude operations management. Number four, new product development. We are also actively advancing the R&D and flight testing of new products, including logistics and firefighting aircraft, further expanding our product portfolio and low-altitude economy applications. Under our CEO, Mr. Hu's leadership, I will continue to lead our team in advancing product iterations with aviation-grade standards, translating technological progress into commercial value efficiently, and providing a strong foundation for EHang's long-term growth. I will now turn the call over to our COO, Jiao Wang, for sales and operations updates. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Feng. Hello, everyone. I am Jiao Wang. As EHang enters a new phase of commercial operations, I want to introduce a new member of our management team, Ms. Li Xiaonao, formerly our Vice President and General Manager of Eastern, has been promoted to China General Manager. He will lead our sales, operations, and marketing teams, overseeing business development and operations in both China and overseas markets. Over the years, Xiaonao has led our East China team to build our presence in Hefei from the ground up. She established a He Aviation, secured its operator certificate, built a highly effective operations system and team, with strategic industrial layout covering R&D, manufacturing, and commercial operations, and delivered outstanding results. I look forward to seeing the Hefei model scale further under her leadership. Now, let me walk you through our Q1 business results and strategic plans. In Q1 2026, we achieved revenues of 25.7 million. We delivered 4 units of the EH26S and 1,000 units of DD4.0 formation drones and completed 22 drone formation performances. The year-over-year and sequential decline in individual deliveries was mainly due to the seasonal impact holiday customer delivery timing. Look at our revenue mix, or aerial media business faster and contributed approximately 40% of the total revenue in Q1. The parallel development of multiple businesses is driving revenue diversification, reflecting continued demand growth across low outpatients. Looking ahead to the full year, we remain confident in our 2026 revenue target of 600 million RMB. This will be supported by the progress we have made 3 strategic initiatives. First, diversified revenue streams. Beyond passenger eVTOL sales and operations, our non-human carrying businesses, including aerial media, financial solutions, and command and control systems, are expected new growth drivers. Second, continued overseas expansion. We expected to replicate our overseas model that combines regulatory sandbox program, local partners, and our integrated operational capabilities to drive sales and operations in Thailand and other global markets. Third, advancing domestic commercial operations. Preparation for EH216S commercial operations has entered the final stage. We're working with the CAAC on last mile operation. We'll continue to prioritize sales and operations, ensuring steady and compliant commercialization process. I will now turn the call over to Xiaonao for a detailed review of our Q1 execution. Thank you, Mr. Wang. Hello, everyone. I am Li Xiaonao. I'm pleased to join the earnings call for the first time. Let me walk you through our Q1 results, operational strategy, and future plans. In February, we featured 16 EH216S aircraft and 22,080 G4.0 drones at the CMG 2026 Spring Festival Gala Buffet segment. We completed a flawless performance that set a new Guinness World Record. This appearance significantly enhanced awareness and industry visibility, helped to reduce the cost of low-altitude mobility to a broad public audience, and demonstrated our leadership in fleet flight, remote dispatch, and communication integration, strengthening our brand foundation for commercial partnerships and market expansion both at home and abroad. As of May 2026, the EH216 series has accumulated over 90,000 safe flights globally in 21 countries. This long-term, stable, safe track record is our core competitive advantage in global market expansion. Overseas, we have achieved multiple milestones, completed the first human-carrying flight in Mexico, Latin America, and trial flight permits in Thailand, Japan, South Korea, and Middle East and Spain. On overseas strategy, we made a strategic adjustment, making VTC our top priority to fully open the commercial pathway in overseas. Given how civil aviation works, we plan to leverage existing bilateral airworthiness agreements with 32 countries for our certification applications. Thailand is our first flight to overseas. 5 vertiport locations have been identified, and the first route survey has been. We have adapted our hardware, including batteries and outboard air conditioning, for hot and humid tropical environment, and are pushing hard on cooperation progress. We have formed a dedicated oversight team integrating R&D, commercial airworthiness, and communications. Going forward, we will systematically map federal civil aviation policies globally and develop differentiated overseas deployment plans for human carrying and cargo air, targeting key markets. On domestic human carrying air mobility network continues to expand. To date, our customers have built over 40 eVTOL operational sites in China, some of which ready in routine operation. This year, we are shifting our business focus to high-demand tourism light asset models, such as equipment leasing, joint operations, and direct sales to lower the barrier for partners while putting the existing aircraft aside. We are prioritizing locations with high foot traffic and natural commercial appeal, such as running small-scale trials to accumulate safety data and progressively helping customers greater certification. To improve project execution efficiency, we have set up a dedicated sales support team that works along online teams to develop customized integrated operation plans based on local air conditions, tourism resources, and a commercial landscape. On commercial operation preparation, the CAAC has raised the requirements for the world's first pilot human carrying eVTOL commercial operation with higher and more detailed standards. At this stage, our two OC-certified operators in Hefei and Guangzhou continue to refine their operations systems, ground support, crew training, and emergency procedures while running internal operations routinely and accumulating flight data and service experience. Since obtaining their OCs in March 2020, both operators have perfect safe record, zero accidents, and zero miles. As domestic benchmarks, Yihon General Aviation and Hei Aviation have completed over 3,000 of EAs. We have built a complete end-to-end service system covering ticket pricing, online and offline ticketing channels, customer service, and complaint handling. Flight capacity is being extended in phases. Going forward, we'll continue to refine standardized fees for passenger services, ticketing management, and vertiport operations, and then exported the proven model. Through training progress, we have completed internal instructor training for the EH-21S model and submitted all required materials. The plan has been reviewed by the Central and Southern Regional Administration of the AAC, and once formally approved by the AAC, official training will begin. After internal instructor training wraps up, soon we'll begin full-scale crew training. Our non-human carrying business is the second growth driver. We focus on two areas: firefighting and inland waterway logistics. On firefighting side, based on real-world operational scenarios, we have identified clear product iterations. R&D of the new firefighting aircraft is on schedule. It will be formally launched to the market upon station together with supporting maintenance and training systems. In the second half of the year, we'll showcase performance through firefighting drills at various levels, while actively working to get our products included in the fire equipment procurement catalog, tapping into the emergency response. On inland waterway logistics side, we have completed site selection for test routes at Guangzhou Port and the Pearl River main channel. The project will be rolled out in phases. Near term, continued test flights and routine safety reviews. Medium term, routine delivery services on the Pearl River, expansion of our new application scenarios. Long-term, replication of the proven model, application for government funding, and building a benchmark inland waterway logistics project in China. On formation drone performances, industry is increasingly intense low-price competition. We are avoiding price competition and clear strategy to build benchmark products, replicate profitable models, and expand both domestically and overseas. In overseas markets, we are simultaneously rolling out products leveraging local tourism resources to routine performance venues that complement human care business. Going forward, I'll lead the sales, marketing, and operation team to execute our strategic plan steadily with dedication, efficiency, compliance, with safety as the first priority. I will now turn the call over to our CFO, Conor Yang. Hello, everyone. Before I go into the details, please note that all numbers presented are in RMB unless otherwise stated. A detailed analysis is available in our earnings press release on the IR site. Now, let me walk you through the key financial data. In Q1 2026, revenues were 25.7 million, on par with 26.1 million in Q1 2025, but down from 177.6 million in Q4 2025. The decline was mainly due to lower eVTOL deliveries, partly offset by growth from our non-human carrying business. During the quarter, we delivered 4 units of the EH216 series, compared to 11 units in Q1 2025 and 61 units of EH216 series, plus 5 units of VT35 in Q4 2025. The lower deliveries were primarily due to seasonal factors at the beginning of the year and customer delivery schedules. On a positive note, our revenue mix continues to diversify, benefiting from increased brand visibility and growing market demand. Our aerial media business grew faster and contributed approximately 40% of the total revenue in Q1, highlighting the synergies across our diversified business lines. Gross margin in Q1 was 62.5%, stable compared to 62.4% in Q1 2025, and up slightly from 61.6% in Q4 2025. Our consistently strong margin profile reflects continued improvement in manufacturing efficiency and supply chain. Turning to operating expenses. Adjusted operating expenses, defined as total operating expenses excluding share-based compensation, were 101.1 million RMB in Q1, up 59% from 63.6 million RMB in Q1 2025, and up 7.9% from 93.7 million RMB in Q4 2025. The increase was driven by our continued commercialization efforts, R&D team expansion, and increased technology investment. As our business scales, we have strengthened our operational, R&D, and global expansion teams while continuing to invest in EH216 series upgrades, VT35 development, and future generation products and core technologies to enrich our product pipeline and reinforce our long-term competitive advantages. As we continue to invest for future growth, our near-term profitability was impacted, lower revenue scale, and higher R&D expenditure. Adjusted operating loss in Q1 was 77.1 million RMB compared to 42.6 million RMB in Q1 2025. Adjusted net loss was 75.6 million RMB compared to 31.1 million RMB in Q1 2025. As of March 31st, 2026, our combined cash and cash equivalents, restricted short-term deposits, and short-term and treasury investment totaled 1.03 billion RMB. This healthy cash position provides a solid support for the continued execution of our commercialization strategy, global expansion plans, and technology development programs. While near-term financial performance was impacted by delivery timing and strategic investment, we remain committed to long-term growth strategy and maintain our 2026 annual revenue guidance of 600 million RMB. Our confidence is supported by our diversified revenue mix, continued global market progress, including the commercial breakthrough in Thailand, and the advancement of EH216S commercial operations in China. Meanwhile, we remain focused on improving operational efficiency and capital allocation as we scale our business. We believe these efforts will strengthen our foundation for long-term growth and create sustainable value for our shareholders. Based on our confidence in the company's future and healthy cash position, our board of directors has approved a share repurchase program. Over the next 12 months, the company may repurchase up to $30 million US dollars worth of its ADSs.
Repurchases will be funded from existing cash reserves, and management will execute them flexibly based on market conditions. This initiative reflects our commitment to returning value to shareholders and demonstrating our long-term confidence. Thank you all.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. We will now pause momentarily to allow questions to register. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Thank you. Your first question comes from Peggy Wang with MS. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Peggy from Morgan Stanley. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Thank you for taking my questions. And so I have two questions for the first quarter results. I think most investors are curious about what is the expected revenue mix for the remaining three quarters of 2026. Because we have been exploring more revenue stream from products outside of Evosoft. So could the management team give more color on the revenue mix in the following quarter? So this is my first question. And the second question is about the overseas business. So how should we look at the contribution from the overseas market in coming months? Thank you.
Right， 我来回答一下那个我们产品的这个多元化的这个占比啊。我们之前也提过，就是说今年的一个重要的战略是产品收入的这个多元化。一季度已经显示出来了，所以在非载人业务这边呢，比如空中媒体已经形成稳定的国内外项目的储备，比如说在长沙、厦门、重庆、泰国等。对。第下半年呢，表演的场次和无人机销量也会环比提升，另外消防还有这个物流产品也在不得展开研发和验证工作，今年都会投入市场产生收入，所以全年的这个收入的比例来讲，我们预期在这个载人产品就是216跟这个 VD35 的话，在占比会在60%左右。另外非载人业务的话，刚刚提到这几项产品应该在40%上下。谢谢。
第二个问题有关这一块。今2020年我们海外收入占比应该会明显。现在呢，中国民航局呢，经与海外的32个国家取得了双边确认。那么基于这个基础，这国家的认证，那么今年我们将把在海外 ATC 作为今年的跨的攻坚任务，依托双边协议的这个认证通道，那么组建专项团队。尤其是泰国、墨西哥等这些项目是进展顺利的，中长期来看，海外将持续发力。
Hello, operator. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, now I'll provide the translation for Connor. So the key strategy for the company is to execute revenue diversification strategy, and the results have been shown in our Q1 results. And we have projects both at home and overseas for our human caring business, as well as our GD4A real business. The projects are scattered across both China and overseas. Some of them are, some of the typical examples are projects in Changsha, Xiamen, and an overseas example would be Thailand. And we are going to increase the number of performances for these GD4 drone performances in the upcoming few quarters. We are also advancing the R&D for our logistics and firefighting models, and they will be rolled out to the market later this year. In terms of the revenue mix breakdown, for our human caring business, roughly, specifically speaking, that will be revenue contributed by the sales and deliveries of the UH216S and the VT35. Together, they will contribute 60% of our revenue. For non-human caring businesses, they are going to contribute roughly 40% of our revenue. And now moving on to the second question, the proportion of the overseas revenue will increase significantly. We have made obtaining overseas VTCs, i.e. validation of type certificates, our top priority this year, relying on bilateral agreement channels, and have established a dedicated team. Pioneer projects in Thailand and Mexico are progressing smoothly. In the medium to long term, overseas markets are expected to continuously contribute to revenue. Thank you.
The next question comes from Shen Wei with UBS. Please go ahead.
各位管理层，晚上好。我想问两个问题，一个是。 关于这个毛利率啊，我看到一季度我们的毛利率还是在一个比较高的位置，但是我注意到一季度我们其实有 40% 的营收来自飞行，就是无人机飞行一些媒体收入，想问一下这块业务的毛利率是怎么样的，怎么看这样一个市场和竞争情况？然后我第二问题其实也是想追问一下关于这个出口业务，因为我记得在 去年的业绩会上公司有讲到出口的订单今年估计大概有100台左右，我不知道这个数字有没有一个更新，谢谢。另外就是时间表如何，谢谢。请关注公众号思维纪要社，更多纪要请加V,CN2021-0130。Thank
you management for taking the question. My first question is on the gross profit margin. As we can see, it stayed elevated in Q1. I also noticed that 40% of the revenue from Q1 was contributed by media business or non-human caring related services. I was wondering, what's the gross profit margin for this segment? And what is the market and competition outlook is like for this segment? My second question is on your overseas business. As we have heard from management, the orders, potential orders from overseas markets was around 100 units. I was wondering if there's any update to this number, and if you can, please also provide a timeline on that. Thank you.
有关毛利率的话呢，一季度整体来讲就是编队表演飞机，现在有这个编队表演飞机的销售，加上编队表演啊。那整体以编队表演飞机加表演来讲，整体的毛利率应该在50%上下啊。这个啊，那另外的，我们载人业务的这个飞机毛利率啊，到目前来讲。 到去年有所改善，所以整体的这个组合能够维持一季度就是 60% 以上。那全年的话我们也是按照这样的一个毛利率目标努力，就是有关毛利率问题。因为出口这边呢
On the gross profit margin, the gross profit margin is, that specifically means the gross profit margin of the sales and performance of the flight performance of the GD 4.0. That is around 50%. And for our human carrying business, that's contributing higher and higher profit margin this year. Therefore, we are seeing the overall GP mix staying above 60% for the first quarter. And we also keep that as our full year target. That's on the gross profit margin.
对，有关出口这边呢，不是预计就是说全年的这个出口占销售占比应该能够去年有所增加，够达到这个两位数以上哈。那具体是多少呢？目前当然跟泰国这边的商业化进展的程度比较大的关系。那目前我们在全力努力中，泰国这边民航局这边也是跟我们密切的这个沟通，我们当目标最目标肯定是说在今年年底有一个这个国际民航组织 ICAO 在曼谷举办的先进空中交通大会，就是 AAM Conference， 目标是在那个之前能够展开正式的商业化运营。如果这个目标可以提前一些的话，那我们就是海外的贡献可能就会有所增加。但目前我们预计就是说海外的占比收入占比可以到超过 10%。
And with your question on the overseas orders, we are expecting the revenue contribution to rise up to 10% of the overall revenue. However, this specific contribution is closely tied to our commercial developments in Thailand. We have been spending every effort in our communication with the CAAC. Our overall target is to launch the official commercial operation by the end of the year, before the AAM conference is going to be held in Bangkok by the end of this year. If the commercial operation could be achieved earlier, we are going to see a higher contribution to the revenue from the overseas market. Thank you.
Your next question comes from Alan Lau with Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. This is Alan. I'd like to follow up on the question regarding to the gross margins. So what are the major cost items for eVTOL business, because the margin is 50%. We'd like to know what are the key cost of goods sold in that business line. And the second question is there any operation data that management can share to investors regarding to the operations in Hefei? Thank you.
感谢管理层接受我的提问。我这边第一个问题是继续追问一下此前提到的 gross profit margin， 就是我们的毛利率。那我想了解的是我们这个 eVTOL 飞行器它的毛利润在 60% 左右，那其中这个成本占比最大的部件或者组件是什么呢？这是第一个问题。第二个问题是管理层可否跟我们分享一下关于合肥已经取得 OC 的运营商是否有 收到相关的运营数据，可以跟我们同步一下。
Sorry, we'd like to clarify, my first question is regarding to the non-eVTOL part, aerial media part. Like what are the cost of goods sold in that business? Thank you.
我来更正一下我的问题。第一个问题是想问一下我们的非载人业务，也就是我们的编队无人机编队表演当中这个的主要的成本构成最大项是什么？
我觉得可能一开始他的问题是非载人业务吧。我先讲一下这个编队的哈。编队的话，这个业务分为编队表演，加上这个编队表演飞机的这个销售。那编队表演飞机的销售的话，主要就是硬件生产成本，还有这个电池组装等等啊。那这个加上整体的毛利率，刚刚也解释过了。那如果以编队表演的这个方式的话，那我们是按场次，按这个看多少架次的这个表演的规模来算。那最主要的当然就是说这些，因为编队飞机也是我们的这个固定资产，就这个等于编队表演飞机的这个折旧啊，还有这个人员服务的相关的这些差旅费啊、人员费用等等，算在这个编队表演。所以两个加成的话，合计计算的话，大概就是在50%的毛利率。那另外，如果说非载人业务啊，非载人业务当然含的这个消防机，消防机的话，我们应该毛利率会整体会高一些。那它主要的这个，当然这个它的成本的话，就是跟这个 eVTOL 一样，是比如说三分之一是在这个机身相关的这个碳纤啊相关的。然后有三分之一是在这个动力系统，比如说电池啊、电机相关，另外三分之一的话是在一些零配件啊，就是刚刚那两部分之外的。
Okay, now the sales and the performance of the drone flights is contributing 50% profit margin, and to break it down.Majority of the costs for the sales drones is, first of all, the boom costs plus the battery, the costs used occurred in the assembly line. And when it comes to performing, the majority cost of that depends on the size as well as the units of the drones to be deployed for the performance.And given that these drones are possessed by the company as a fixed asset, so there is a cost of depreciation, plus the cost of sending personnel and staff to operate and fly these drones at different places. But together, these form the costs of the operation and the sales.And now moving on to the non-humanitarian business, specifically we're talking about the firefighting models. It has a higher growth margin. In terms of the cost, a third of it comes from the carbon fiber material used in building the model. Another one-third of the cost comes from the powertrain as well as the battery.With the remaining one-third coming from the components that used to build the model.
那么民航局集合全球首个无人驾驶载人eVTOL商业运营的项目的特殊性，提出了更高更细致的运营标准。自三月份到现在，已经与民航局开了多次会议，每次会议都向着商业化运营或前进一步。所以我们内部试运营工作依然是常态化开展，不断累安全的。
This is Wang Zhao. I'll take your second question. I know the market is keen keenly watching the progress of the operation site in Hefei. I would say it is right now in the final stage of official commercial operations. At the moment, the Hefei and Guangzhou operation sites are currently still in preparation for commercial operations. And given the unique nature of that site being the world's first pilotless human-carrying VTOL commercial operation project, the CAAC has proposed a higher and stricter operational standards. And since obtaining the OC in March 2025, we have been maintaining close communications with the CAAC. We are accumulating precious and valuable trial flight data, making sure that there's no accidents or zero violations of the standards in place. Thank you.
2025年3月份获得国飞资质以来呢，除了合肥，也包括广州，我们合并数据是一直保持着临时的固定，所以飞行架数超过3000架次。 合肥这边上次也公布过，我们订的票价是209元的，目前合肥已经准备好4架飞行器飞行4个架次，相应的售票小程序也已上线，所以这些数据呢都是说明我们已经全面做好了商业化公众飞行的。那么随着后面当局最终敲定稳定通过之后，我会立即
To supply some key data, since obtaining the OC in March 2025, the two partner or two operation sites have maintained stable operations with a safe flight record of zero accidents and zero violations, completing over 3,000 flights. As we have disclosed, the price early bird price we set for the Hefei operation site is 299 RMB. Currently, there are 4 units of the EH216 at this site, and they are scheduled to fly 14 flights per day. Related mini apps for ticket booking is now up and running. We are fully ready for commercial operations. Once we get to the approval from the CAAC, we will soon roll out the commercial. Thank you.
The next question comes from Laura Lee with Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my question. So my first question would be, could you provide more color on the order intake so far in 26? And are the new orders mainly from like existing customers or like you're seeing demand from new clients as well? And my second question will be, could you update the expected timeline for the operator training? Because once your program is approved, like how long it takes to, like for the first group of the ground crew to complete the training? Thank you.
我这边有两个问题，第一个问题，管理层能否详细的说明一下 2020年至今的订单的承接情况？ 那这些新订单主要是来自老客户还是有新的客户的潜在合作意向？我的第二个问题是关于我们的培训，那我们的首批人员培训完成多久之后可以进行相关的实际上的上岗？以上两个问题。对，我们今年对这个全年
6亿营收的这个目标呢，保持信心啊，这个信心建立在这个目前已经实现的这个多元化的收入结构，还有海外突破的这个可预期性，以及国内商业化运营即将冲到最后冲刺的这个基础上。那所以，我们预计当多数的这个最多的这个收入呢，会在下半年体现出来，目前有很多 订单都是在同时在进行，我们其实因为有很多订单在国内是来自于政府相关，对它整体的这个 经费的配置还有这个就是审批的程序呢，一般来讲都在重点会在下半年。那目前我们看到，当然这个有非常多的新客户有表达的这个兴趣啊，也预计今年应该会有一半以上的这个收入是来自于新开发的客户。
On the revenue question, we remain confident in our full year revenue target of 600 million RMB. Actually, this confidence is based on the diversified revenue structure achieved in Q1, the predictability of overseas market breakthroughs, and domestic commercial operations entering the final sprint phase. Majority of the orders will be coming in the second half of the year. We have many orders moving in parallel. Given that a majority of the orders coming from government-related or institutions or enterprises, the overall approval for the budget, is primarily ready in the second half of the year. We also have seen a lot of new customers expressing strong interest in purchasing our models. We expect that over 50% of the revenue for this upcoming year is going to come from new customers.
为三个阶段，第一个阶段呢，是我们把我做的培训材料、课件、教材与考试标准与民航局正式探讨，并且推进标准。那么今年民航局已于今年五月份正式实行用无人驾驶航空器系统操控员训练要求。这份行业规范为大型无人航空器操控员的标准化培训划定了合规依据。在形成规范的过程中，一航的216版操控员试点前期的都参与了这前期的筹备与准备工作，对这项标准编制
sorry 王抱歉，可以从头开始一下，我们刚才听的不是特别清楚， sorry。
好的，我详细解释一下操控员培训的过程，分为三个阶段。第一个阶段是我们与民航局共同建立大型无人机操控员培训的试点机制，并且把我们的所有的专业力这种培训的要求形成专业的培训文件、教材、课件、标准这样的标准。今年民航局已经于五月份正式实施大型民用无人驾驶航空器系统操控员训练要求，这个行业规范为大型无人航空器操控员标准化培训划定了合规依据。在形成规范的过程中，一航 EH216 操控员试点前期筹备与审查工作都参与，对该项标准编制输出了大量的意见实操经验。
So let me explain. The crew training usually is break down into three stages. In the very first stage, the CAAC has officially stipulated the large-scale civil eVTOL pilot training or crew training mechanism. And we have deeply involved in this process. We actually supplement all the related documents, teaching materials, and everything. We also participate in making the related teaching materials and formulating the tests required to test all the training personnel. Actually, in May this year, the CAAC has already formally published the requirements for the civil eVTOL training related standards, and that actually provided a key compliant reference for the whole industry, and we actually, Yihan, has been deeply involved in that process, And we have actually lent our experience to this process, informing the standards.
第二个阶段是内部的教员培训，也就是培训老师的培训。我们目前跟民航局这部分培训工作已经开展，并且即将结束，相关的方案已经通过了民航局的审核。这部分开展非常的顺利，已经在收尾阶段，预计在月底完成收尾。那么第三个阶段就是操控员试点培训的正式展开，这部分工作预计会持续到下个季度。 那么这几份工作完成之后，一航即可进入到批量。我们一个培训班可以预计可以培训到10名，可以同时多个培训班同时开展，为市场提供大量的合格操控员。And
following the formulating the standards is the internal training of the instructors. This process has kicked off and is about to wrap up. We have submitted the associated plans, which have been reviewed by the CAAC. Right now, this has been progressing quite steadily. We're expecting the training of the instructor program to wrap up by the end of the month. And the third stage is to kick off the official training of the crew, ground crew, and that will expect it to start in the following quarters. Once all these stages have completed, EHAN will be in a good position and ready to launch batch trainings. With each training group, we can train 5 to 10 personnel. And with multiple classes, training groups moving in parallel. By that time, we will be ready to supply a sufficient number of qualified ground crew to the market. Thank you.
Thank you all. Given the time is limited, let me turn the call back to Ms. Anne for closing remarks.
Operator Branding, call for today. So that there are analysts, investors still waiting on the line, but due to the time limit, that's our IRT IE or our following calendar provided on our files. The patient towards our next.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.